Leso, leso, rije bo, de de jeno, rije bo, de de jende, jedarai, jende ma, jendo, jera, jeparo, doje, samo, la, seba, sade, de je, seba, no, jan, jesu, yera, jambe, de je, de ge, je, ka, jene, seda, de ma, jara, na, de bo, Chanjo Sambha Sambha Chambho Bhava Shireze Onshu Na Na Jena Kote La Da La Da Mi Da La Ma Yi Na Chasa Jibin Jibin Yir Yande Deje Somba La Ngomba De Do
Mazawa me mazashi yedo Kadamba masters mentioned that, you know, there is important things to do in the beginning and at the end. So we will start with a good attitude or the good intention. So there are many different kinds of good intentions. Here today, we are studying listening or teaching this Lamrim. So this is a Mahayana teaching. So we need to have Mahayana intention. That means, you know, we are doing this for the sake of all sentient beings that wish to obtain the Buddhahood.
Ale Thomas ngo so gi ra ra ye ni semba de kan de ji de de ji ta ni semba de ni pa yan se de de yo so na ni ta da kin lo de yo so na chi chi na ngo so gi ka ma nga ye ka ma nga se na ta ka ma ni so ji la ni de si chi so na do wi da sa la da so so gi sembe ka de ji ta ji ji.
So first we will reflect within our mind. We will look inside our mind, how our mind is behaving in this time. So if the mind is kind of not in, not in present in here or wandering somewhere or any kind of influence there, then we need to dispel all those things, and then we try to, at least artificially create a, awakened mind. So, you know, we will reflect on our mind and pause for a couple minutes.
대치 다들 기능 치바진진님 기능 치바진진 안에 이제 강선 봐서 요즘에 이제 주주 분부제를 저도 개념 뭐 이제 강사지 선제 얘기를 년에 지금 받으비 선조 나온지를 봤으니 대해서라다
so so in the midst of this you know great attitude we're going to listen and the teaching which is called you know gradual path to the enlightenment So the text begins with the salutation to the you know supreme beings, and you know we have started from the salutation the last Saturday. So we are not yet on the actual text.
간제 최대 쫀나데 제비고는 세로치 살아다. 아니 계속 전화석이 게 마고 나야. 주세 지이는 쫀나데 제비고는 대소나 대라발이 스나지 사그리 바차지 자그리스.
So in this way we all you know do this with a you know with a enthusiasm and with great joy, even though, you know, we cannot understand everything, but we try to, you know, try to think ourselves fortunate and listen with great joy and enthusiasm, then, you know, there is a great chance to leave a deep imprint our mind also, you know, can purify a great deal of negativities.
Di chue de ni so so ge lan le de chi ge ni jin se de hie go yore ma do kan sa jin da chi ge chi lo ji son de chi hie go ma re sa.
So when we listen this teaching, we need to know that, you know, it is not like a kind of storytelling or, you know, like telling a story of some other person, not like that, but whatever it mentioned in the teaching, we need to apply, you know, this in our three doors behaviors and try to implement. Otherwise, you know, if we listen like listening to a story, then you know that doesn't help much.
Dinde gi pene gone she so na pene sata de pene ngo computer na sata lu she so ni jire la da sanja salan ro se sata de so so no je computer ye de you know tyan tu che go
sa la da so if it is this text is like you know like in the computer you know it's like a Google map in the computer. So, you know, it will show you from here to wherever you want to go. It will show the way. But, you know, it doesn't help much if you don't take whatever the route they show. And if you go through that route, then, you know, you can arrive there. Otherwise, it is just in the computer. That's all you can't if you don't go through that path, then you cannot reach there. It is same like that. So last time we did three stanzas of salutations, first to the, you know, teacher Buddha Shakyamuni, and then second stanzas for the Maitreya and Manjushri, and the third stanzas, you know, the great Nalanda master like Nagarjuna and Asangas and so on.
Lama jiba de yinari de tani ngoso ye penso ge lesa pade sa yinama nende de lama jibi ge lari de re ni tela ngoso ge ni kono ye yong ngo ye de yosa yin zan ne koma de ko ne ni de da la yin so wa de ne de se me jang ge shin lo shi go re la da la sha ye lama so ge sha ye.
So before the teaching, you know, after the mandala, when we recite the that, you know, Lamrim lineage guru's prayer, you know, from those, you know, great masters, this Lamrim teachings, practice, lineage come from. So, you know, when we recite that prayer, then we need to visualize all those, you know, gurus, and we we do the nectar descent and dissolve into us, and then purify, and you know, so on. So if you do that, they will be really good.
Deju ko kasen lanre yu sonjo galan denba chi sabaju so te kare yena sen encho tu tenda de hieso na ko mi ba che cheba yoro asala da doba sa gari.
So otherwise, you know, if somebody might think that, oh, he make us to recite some kind of another, you know, prayer, so, you know, wonder what that is. So, you know, if you know what we are reciting, then, you know, there is it make a difference when we recite a prayer, then we know what we are doing, and then we can do our imagination or visualization. So, you know, it is good to know.
So now
we look, go to the stanza fourth stanza. So you guys look on that, you know, English translation. So this stanza salutate or pay homage to the Marmeze or the Atisha, you know, because, you know, this root text is the Atisha's, you know, lamp for the path. So that is why the Atisha is the, you know, Atisha is the... Atisha is the one who composed this text. So, you know, here specially emphasize on the salutation to Atisha because of that.
Then do you choose it, but the Atisha is a current zero or zana, and some of the Yetawa, the Jaja should be launching any Jupan Yipoti, any Jaja should be tone in the Junji Tenla paper, yes, a lot.
So, what Atisha composed is that, you know, the teaching that, you know, that purely and authentically come from the great Nalanda master Nagarjuna's and so on, then and also and their main, you know, topic of the theme of the teaching is the method path and the vast path is the method, the bodhicitta, and the profound path is the wisdom realizing the emptiness. So these are the theme or the main essence of this Atisha's lamp for paths topic. And you know, and this both these teachings contains the commentary of the of both of these teachings, and also Atisha got the both these paths or the instructions, you know, lineage back trace.
Then you some of you tower the judge and lunch and banning but the son in the Zambian and the May Hatsuji Toma Jusate any Shindachem Benashinda Tan and Gombolu to the Papa Tomini Esalada.
So these teachings, this you know, actually, you know, it came from the Buddha Shakyamuni, and as well as the, you know, the youthful bodhisattvas. Then, you know, gradually lineage descend down to the human being. So, you know, Aryadeva Nagarjuna, who is the first human being who received this, you know, instructions.
Gombo Ludu the Papa Tomini Laini, Dodna Judith Temanone, Casa, been a Shinti Sengis and a Lonte Jare Ladale, Shinti Sengis and Daniel Hinda Chambos Nisalago Ladale Tombo.
So Nagarjuna and Asanga, you know, is a well-known, renowned teachers and the master. You know, generally these two teachers are called the, you know, two great chariot, or you know, two great refounder of the Buddha's teaching.
Gombo Ludulu Umabi Shinta Sinjeta, Ni Papa Tomela, any that Jachi Lange and Bichan, the sense ambition to Tamaji, no sense ambition that Sinjas Lagres.
So, this Nagarjuna, you know, is the reformer, or I guess refounder of the, you know, the profound teachings, and the Asanga, profound teaching, and the and also the middle way teachings. And the Asanga, you know, is the, you know, is the reformer or refounder of the mind only school of thoughts, mm-hmm. and as well as the I guess the chanju simgi the yomarakush
tada di ale sem zamba sa chida
sem zamba uma wa ni shinde se jeli
tani chebre yes ja che yirimba jusa de gombo lu lu ka sa papa tome jene ji ora wasala.
So in this way, you know, these two masters are the, you know, reformer or refounder of the middle way, and as well as the, you know, mind-only schools of thought. And also these two teachers are the, you know, human lineage, human first lineage holder of this to, you know, vast and profound teachings.
변나 신디 수연제 세디 제다 빼이고네 시바레스 변나 나가마 디로 가마 가마 드노 로지 드노 지노라 변네 신안로보다 요사 신나 차보 슈위지라이니 신다기 콜로르 예랑가기 수연로보지 조보지 여바 간셀라 아니 로메토게제 디치스이니 드니 신디 신단로사기 수연로보다 토만쟁에데 아니 신다 세제세고 대나이 예 아니 다제 템바샤제 토바기 아니 알레톤 빼이고네 데치라샹데서 마운로네
So I am not sure I translate right or not. It's called in Tibetan is Shingde Suelje. So it means Shingta means a chariot, and tradition chariot. Suel means tradition. Je means you know open. So that's a direct translation. So it, why this the analogy is that in a thick forest. Before, you know, a chariot went in this that forest, and there is a kind of wheels, you know, print on that, and you know, and then later on, you know, long time, no chariot went on that path, but still there is some kind of print of the wheel of the chariot. So then again, you know, on that path, you know, that is like the Buddha's. You know, first chariot is the Buddha's teaching. Then the, you know, then Asanga and Nagarjuna refound that path and the chariot wheel print, and they drove the, you know, the another chariot through that path, and it really make a clear path, something like that.
Mm-hmm. 전다 도도시는 데레 변나 다자 템바샤자 투비에 니 존델 토산진 주발라 곰볼루르드 파파 토메니 강로지 존로 마데바 에니 피게임도 유곰바데 라운드 또 통해게 에니 변나 메이샤츠지 제여 마르슬라던 잠블린
So the main point here is that you know if one want to practice you know the Buddha's teaching unmistakenly, then, you know, we need to rely or we need to testify or rely on the, you know, writings or the teachings of the Nagarjuna and Asanga. As their you know work, otherwise you know there is no any other human beings that we can you know we can trace back to or you know make the scriptural authorization. Of you know, of our Buddhist practice.
Then you go to the Papa Tomeni, Kuroni, Pena Ratason, Zoba Maimba, Sanja Kurongos, Shiju, because any Donga is young woman on the line, any Dissert Dinigil and Gombo Ludu Yingi Tower, the Tela Pegari, Dissert Dinigil, Papa Tomeni, the Sachin Dinigil, Tony, any Nigi Tower, the any sense of people and Pena Jachi, you want the Tower Tela Pegars and any Long Mombo Shuji Tanshire Salada, no tears.
So this, you know, Nagarjuna and Asanga, these both masters are not only highly, you know, realized and renowned scholars and the teacher, not only that, but, you know, Buddha himself, you know, prophesies in many, you know, sutras and tantras teaching that, you know, when I pass into parinirvana, and then in a certain time, in a certain place, a person name like this and like that will appear in this world, and they will, you know, reveal the, you know, authentic, you know, teaching of mine. So this kind of many prophesies. Buddha himself also prophesies them as you know as you can rely on.
다 뼈대니 주고는 신다 선제 세대 고알해서 원하다 희 변화 신다 콜 랑가 공부르르도 파파 토메니 기조생이 랑가 된 거만 만조나 소속이 뇌파 버사기 로그에서 사제 된 거만 해비 마세 이니 영살 통이니 가요레스 이니 된다 이니 공부르르도 파파 토메 강로지 종라 마대바 이니 취지 풍부 제트 제도기 힘비 된다 대 이니 계시 토선진 주바이 나요 영살 통이니 가요레스 된다 대리살라다
So I hope you know this analogy and meaning is hope you guys understand. The main point here, what's saying is, you know, if one wanna practice and one obtain realizations, then we have to, you know, we have to. We must rely on the writings or the teachings that, you know, unmistakably come from Nagarjuna and Asanga. Otherwise, you know, Buddha's 84 thousands of volumes of teachings, all, you know, essence or all, you know, all the essence and whatever, you know, it the Nagarjuna Asanga don't, there's nothing, you know, they don't understand. So, you know, if we don't practice according with the, you know, writing or the teachings of Nagarjuna and Asanga, then, you know, how much we study, how much we meditate, practice, you know, there is a danger that, you know, we are going in a, you know, different path, and then we will arrive in a different places rather than, you know, attaining the enlightenment or the any kind of realizations.
Then you never to do any lama no, corin matuba, any matama meba yonsu dubi, any danga chunchunjis on it, danga chunchun dubas on it, any choji mamez and the dambi zunzi mamez and this and
so on. So, in this way, this profound and the vast teaching is the essence of the, all the Buddhist teaching, and you know, this Lamrim teachings, will explain, you know, stage by stage, unmistakably, and nothing more or nothing less, and you know precisely. That is why, you know. This Atisha's lamp for path it begin with the path until the enlightenment. So it is all very comprehensive, you know, everything is there, nothing is left. So, you know, so in this way, you know, this Lamrim is very suitable for so any kind of mental inclination or dispositions.
Mm-hmm. 배신의 산재기 살은 조세기 검진이 견자의 리디 그 방문진의 리디 자세가 당으로서 된 거는 간바지온 로몬로리마도 찬소 리디 살라다.
So it is like you know the masters you know they build the ladder or the stairs to go that ladder or the stair can reach up to the Buddhahood. So now, you know, it is up to us whether we will try to climb on that ladder or go on that stair or not. It is up to us. If we take that, then, you know, there's no doubt, you know, we won't reach the, you know, mentioned path or mentioned realization.
Lenge dambin zhe sing de loje de da dambin zhe se de ben dambi gin zhe na ngaso yin na tsuki pe le se son zhe sing de jala tsa chi ri che de no bi ri ka ga chu sa la ni ten zhe se ne zhe se ten se ga re se de gi pe de jan ne ni jo je de ni ja che wa de so mo ye ni ten ri ge son je ge me ga ka ga ge dambin zhe da ni de re se ne so ya re sa la.
So here it says in the Tibetan at the end zhe zin ma me zhe la du, that means dhamma means the instruction, zhe means the treasure, and atisha is the treasure holder of the profound and vast and all the essence teaching of the Buddha Shakyamuni. That is how, you know, we salute it to atisha. So the great characteristic of the, you know, great quality of the atisha. And the greatness of the teaching and greatness of the author, this all come later on when we come to the chapter of the greatness of the, you know, author and the and the greatness of the teaching and like that.
So this
fourth, you know, stanzas, we try to, you know, get some understanding from this salutation stanzas. So this fifth stanza, it pay homage or the salutation to our teacher or the gurus.
So so ge yi xian ye se na re so so ge zai na ma se ge ka re se na ni ran jo so ro ge la ta ye ge mi ro de re so ma re sa la da ro be na chu ju pung bu ji chu ju tong la ta ye mi be na san je ji ka ten ju kan ye na ye san je se wo ra ta ge ka ten ju kan ga la ta ye mi ro de ge yi xian ye re se na so ya re sa la da.
So it says the first stanza says that, you know, our guru or the teacher is like our eye that, you know, can see, able to see. With this eye, we can able to see all the teachings of the Buddhas, like sutras and tantras and all the, you know, 84,000 volumes of teachings of Buddha.
Pena de kandir sa zona pena nge dan de shang chu lang ji rin ba chen bu de ne lo xie ying ni nga le mi teng de sa sa zona ni nga thom ka ngo teng ne ya zon de ni dan da pya sha thi ying ge yi xian ji so gi ka din le de nge de le ta xing ji cha wa ro wa tin de ni mi de nga le te do wa sa la.
So how is that so? Is like now Rinpoche can you know, grab this, you know, Lamrim book, and he can read it and go through, and, you know, he can read it, able to read it. So how this happened is because of the kindness of his, you know, teacher who teach him how to read from the, you know, from the beginning, like from the alphabets. So, you know, without that, you know, he can't able to read this Lamrim book. So, you know, that's how, you know, our teacher or the gurus are like our, you know, like in our eye to see all those instructions.
Kizan taba dribin jongho chu se de ni taba da thanchi chimbi lang lang drosa gi ni jongho se sona ngasu gi chu she na sabo tun re sa la chu paka nu tyo sa gi chirop tun re da pe ja gre jongho se sona ni taba da thanchi chimbi sa lang drosa gi langa ya shu de gare sa na gi she ni te ba de re.
So and the second line says that, you know, the our teachers and the gurus are the path that we can go on that path, and we can arrive to the Nirvana or the Buddhahood. So it is like, you know, like there is a big river, and it's a raging river. We cannot cross the river. If there is a bridge or some kind of, you know, help that, you know, we cannot drown, then, you know, a good bridge can help us to cross that river. So it is our teacher and the gurus are like a bridge to cross the river from samsara to nirvana.
Then the drinking jungle saying in the Terrison in case another song on Rojimaranga, so you pen on Amadi, Samba song with the Teliki Chimbos came, Kadina Chupe, Yad, Tachin, and Tendrigena, Megirogo in San Jungoya, Bochila Rago, Temina, Solish, and not so great, Tendrigila Pedenjari. Terrison in the Chosehina, Shushu, Yansin Tongrojimaris.
So this Jungog means analogy is like in Tibet, you know, there is a river that, you know, that the merchants and traders, caravans can, you know, or the travelers, you know, when they want to cross the river, you know, there's no bridge. So they just stop the river on some side, and the, you know, then from that they can pass through. So it is called, I don't know exactly in English what it's called, but, you know, it is something like that.
Kanje kono pesha no nesu de ndere shere ani jiten bi mi geta yi ge tenda chi tsa ya shebala ani lange ji me da mon yona ani ngo so nge so no yuma ta bi lang ji ji ne me sa ge sa chen ro la ani shen ye chi chi je de ma tena kan re chen ne ndo tu gore yu ye ji no yo ma re insan en ji mi ji shen ye te gu bi ji se de shere sala da.
So the main here, you know, instruction is that, you know, even in our everyday life, you know, small chores or small kind of work, you know, that also needs a kind of some people can train you. You know, without the training, you cannot able to do, you know, good and, you know, whatever, fast or whatever like that. So, you know, this is a kind of, you know, that not that hard. You can look and, you know, by looking, you can pretty much understand it, but even though you need to be trained. So, you know, if that is the case on this kind of small things, then, you know, why don't we need a teacher or the gurus that, you know, we just, you know, release from the, you know, lower existence and born, reborn as a human, and now we want to go to nirvana, we want to attain nirvana or Buddhahood, that, you know, we are totally, you know, clueless. So so, you know, why don't we need a good guide for this thing? So it is like that.
Nenruki geyi shenye danya tseye chobe thakin tseba ya sede, yini tu tsewa chenpa ki maa bichi le, maa chi le bichi taba ki tsewa le, yini janje chenye ki tsewa chenpi guwane, yini thaw kebi guwane, yini nga tsona rang rang yin dede, gongbi tenda la thakin yin tseba zengye dere, yese na songa nisa bata.
So these teachers, you know, not only have the knowledge and they are not only the learned, you know, scholars or the great practitioner, not only that, but they have the great compassions and toward the, you know, disciple or toward us, that, you know, with you know, great compassion, they use different, you know, skillful means or skillful methods to, you know, to train or to lead us to this kind of, you know, spiritual path.
Tendriki lama manawa sewan zingye geyene, manawa sewan zingye geyene, shenye nala yene, gosun kyuba chenpo ki tita dene, kyusha tsepe yense na yene, kasa ta chuba jeba resala da.
So at the fourth line, then, you know, those great, you know, gurus or the teachers, you know, who reveal this kind of really, you know, great path, you know, I will pay homage or do the salutation to those teachers. So it means mainly, you know, doing salutation to your teacher.
Right. Tiji ngoso ye ji lang nyang len tene chenge ye sona ene so so ye hye ne khatu la sana dona tsige de gon ko hale tu ta ne yo ko mi ba chen ro ba che te ban ro ba che sona yo mi se ge so sa gro wa sala.
And also one thing that, you know, when we try to meditate on the kindness of the teacher and try to generate genuine great admiration or aspiration to our guru, then, you know, we can reflect on this, you know, stanza's meaning, and then we can meditate on this, then that will help a lot.
So we
have explained about the, you know, Lamrim before, so, you know, there are some new people look like, you know, if they didn't heard and they have some kind of doubts what he is talking about, and like that, if you have any curious or you want to know something, then you can ask, you know, on the spot.
Ale to mangen di tere ngo chung ngo ji ma le ko gang yi sholo ka te shoshu ji de hi didi ji jang ro gen da sala da sholo ka song la sala da.
So now we have left three stanzas, so we will try to finish this three stanzas before we start the, you know, actual text.
Ani tanda chuje yo gi chedan chuje gi je de galan zan ba tang ja sen ga so ge ne je se de yin zan gu yin se de ge che de xie song gu le sa la da le.
So usually the tradition, you know, whenever they compose a text, you know, it begin with a salutation to, you know, to Buddhas and, you know, meditational deities, lamas, or any kind of, you know, higher beings. And then, you know, after the salutation, you know, it will talk about the, you know, reason of composing this text. So that is the next.
Lanre chenpo tsanggubi jinsen de karisana pena jirongo chen pena ta pechi lo kasere jidja pechi ngaja manse zirego jwa tenriki tise de kaw tela yene kasa nyanlen che den yege ne nenjo pa te sege ne sit kan re che yore sena as ti gi jisen che re shala da.
So this stanzas deal with, like, you know, when Lama Tsongkhapa appears at that time, you know, now it has been around 500 years. So, you know, at that time, you know, how the practitioner looked like, you know, that it will talk here.
Te nego sala ne nejo pa khase je ne kare nejo chon la pe ne jon thoja chon chon yi ne nejo pa jon la thoja se da meng ye ne nejo pa ri chi do sala da te nego sala.
So at that Lama Tsongkhapa's time, there is some practitioners, they are really, you know, limited, you know, heart of the hearing of the heart of the teachings. Those practitioners, they themselves consider as a, you know, great practitioner, and, you know, they want to obtain the, you know, enlightenment, but, you know, their study or the, you know, heart of the teaching is very limited and not sufficient.
Tiki jibdeni sene, jiru mochi koron le kante sene, bende deoro wa, zani jinru chunye shita vijon le, shorai wa ta rapare, tsimba maji kinla shita jang sene, jiru mochi ten sonyo le, zani, yini, jaga jinru chunye jion dada la, yini, yon chi ki tanda de hieso sene, jang ma sha, yini, kinla yini, hisa chene, tosong chosho sene, yini, loja tene, na sonyo le salada.
And there is a Lama Tsongkhapa's advice that, you know, the great Nalanda masters, like, you know, Two Excellence and Six Ornaments, like Nagarjunas, Vasubandhus, and Asangas, and Chandrakirtis, and like those masters, that, you know, we need to really, truly, you know, learn and study on those teaching. Otherwise, you know, we just, you know, go through a glimpse and pretend like you understand everything. So that kind of attitude or that kind of behavior is not really, you know, helps.
Tei tanda le teri sonyo tisel pa jaza chena ni chulu kanga yong la ta go go arsa la nga so kanga nga ro la so be ga rasi kanga.
So like that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's advice nowadays, also, you know, if we are really kind of, you know, taking interest in spirituality, then we not only learn and study about the, you know, our own belief or the spirituality, but we need to study the other, you know, beliefs, and learn about the other beliefs too.
Yang nenjo ba riji ini jo mobo tho ba kanse la nyane yin ne la jin me khe gi riji yores du se na song ar ta.
And not only that, and also there are some, you know, practitioners that they are great learned, and they are scholars, and but, you know, they cannot able to implement tract, how would say it? Intact. I don't know how to say it now.
The longevity, but the lot of the dream making it.
So those scholars, practitioners, they have a great knowledge, but, you know, they don't know how to put them in to practice, you know, accordingly.
Shuri korong yi gong na dede shas. Peche sunro tala shuri mi se ne. Shuri mi ji pena nga yi na, pena nga songi pena pepa kyeche shi son na, nga gilu ba yin se de shung jenda lo matabi son di chi. Kanche tenri ki pena chuta mawa shi jia son na, nga do de ba yin se de nga jenda lo matanga. Deri shi son, deri son yi shi son na, ni nga son teba me ba yin se de teba chenpo la jinu yama jengi. Teba chenpo yin se de ma teba me yama jengi. Tenri ki shuri ki mi di shu chenpo shu yi ji le ta na shi son arsa la da.
And the, not only these two different kind of practitioners, but among the practitioners, most of the practitioners, they are kind of biased in their practice. So, you know, they say or they think that, you know, they themselves consider as a Mahayana practitioner, and they don't study and learn about the, you know, about the Hinayanas, you know, the Pratitya Buddhas, and you know, the hearers and those path, and some consider as a, you know, middle way, you know. View holder, and they don't check or they don't study about the, you know, mind only school and Bhavashika, Swatrantika, like those, you know, tenets. They don't study that. And some, practitioner, they think as a, you know, Gelugpa practitioner, and they don't study and learn about the Nyingmapas, Satyapas, and Kagyupas, and like that. So, you know, so this kind of practitioner are more than earlier too.
Ani tema to pene oma rao pashen ta sona oma goma resa ya rochi. Oma ta sona pashen goma resa ya, do ta sona ha goma resa ya rao. Tendri ye ni shuri ki mi chi ye ni la pajana la jiguya sa resa.
And also we can say that, you know, some of these practitioners, you know, they only study about the, middle way, and they don't, they are... they are happy, you know, with the study of middle way path, and they don't study about the six perfections and the, you know, and different treatises. So that is also kind of bias, and some only study about the sutras, and they are happy with the sutras, and they don't take interest to study the tantras, and some do the tantras and they don't take interest in sutras. So these are all kind of bias practitioners. So all these kind of practitioners, you know, if we are like this kind of practitioners, then we don't have the power or the ability to understand or to interpret the scriptural different texts through reasonings.
Tendu ye lon dengi ka se ripen ji me ge tum ne ye kan za te ye ni den bi ne den yong su zu bi ge dan ba ge cho ni ke ban ji bi ge tendu ye lan de de jwa de ni ne thong gu du so.
So if we are like that, then you know, those kind of practitioners, then they don't have the the discriminative, wisdom or the abilities to distinguish the, different teachings, different teachings, cannot judge or cannot comprehend.
Tendu tela ini hinda chembu ye lang je ne yosu zo ba ini tela ini ye jian la xie ba la ini ko sen den ye xin ne zuo ju du ti cha ne ye go ba ti xin ne xie ge ni de wuji.
So all because of those things, then you know the reason why he Lama Tsongkhapa writing this Lam Rim is that to benefit all these kind of practitioner. If he could write a text like this, then it can benefit for all these kind of practitioners. Because of this reason, I am writing this text.
Ah, this. This is very good. So, then, so, Chang Rong Ching, so, Pei Yi Zhong, the Xin Da Qin Pei Zhong, Nan Lin Zai Zhong, said that, and Jie Rong Ching, he did not take on the same way.
So, His Holiness the Dalai Lama usually said that that the Tibetan, Buddhism is authentic, teachings that come from, Indian Nalanda tradition. So, we can see through the testimony of the great Lama Tsongkhapa here that, whatever His Holiness is telling is very true.
Tenyi bode tsamba tangja sego wa isari ro. Bena tenri ki kanza te da la penbi shira, ene shinta chenbi shiong de nga tsanggu yin isi.
So this stanza is the making promise or making pledge to write this text.
Ta sholo ka tama de ye ni nyen ba ku wa se goro ta pe na nye de de ji xie wen chuan zu nyen shu wa se je sen de de jian nyen shu se de nyen ba ku wa ro jin sa le.
So now the last stanza, these two stanza like the making a pledge to write this text and now the last stanza is telling for the listeners or the reader who read this text.
The country comes out to you, go where is and a churn to the majestic and a logic and you do. The Duke Bena Kansa, did you in your go where is and a Kajipa Katushina desire Bena Yungi Kansa de la Chachin de Sangures and a Karigon de Hijan and desire. I let one in Joshua. Kanda Shunzi Miba Madri Las Bena Jun de la Tosa Jenny, you Kansa Jena, and Shunzi Koro you should own the Roger Maris. So on Lada, Tajigon, you Shunzi Jindua.
So, what kind of person, is an ideal, listener or the reader of this text? Here it says that that person is mind is not clouded by a bias attitude.
Any. Lepa de Nimbi Savoro, Kanji Londo Genella, and repeat it to again, Lo Yuniba de Dinga Kazachi Gores.
And also, that person need to be intelligent enough or must have the ability to discriminate, what is right and what is wrong. So that kind of, intelligence of, or the abilities that person need to have.
Oh, So
So, you know, this second line, you know, if, you know, if you have that, this, you know, ability to discriminate what is wrong and what is right, if you are smart enough like that, then, you know, there is no place for the biased thought. Then automatically your thought would be neutral and curious. And not only that, on the top of that, you know, that person might need to have, you know, that person like to use this, you know, precious human rebirth, precious human birth, in a meaningful way, then, you know, that kind of person can listen, or that fortunate person can read this text and can able to benefit. So then it instigates the audience to listen the teaching, that their mind should not be clouded by biased thought, and they need to have a, you know, they need to be smart to distinguish what is wrong and what is right, and on the top of that, that person need to use this precious human life in a meaningful way. If this kind of qualities that person he or she possess, then you know you can listen with full attention to
these teachings.
So in this way, so whatever, you know, is said in the text, we need to check this with our mind. Then if we possess all these kind of qualities, then we rejoice ourselves and we are the fortunate one. And if we don't possess all these qualities, then we try our best to possess this quality, and you know, and then we listen to this teaching, then you know, that would be ideal audience or the disciples.
So
usually, traditionally, the lamas always say in the teaching that whatever mentioned in the teaching, that we don't point those teaching toward the other. We need to point this teaching toward us, that the Lama Tsongkhapa or the Lama is telling me, you know, and check with our mind, you know, we are like that or not. You know, we need to integrate all these things into our day-to-day life. So, you know, like our attitude is not like that, you know. Our attitude is like, you know, we don't have any fault. We are all, you know, good and excellent. So now we do the, you know, question answers. If you guys have any thing thoughts, comments, or some answers or questions or whatever we're going to do here.
Question. I don't know what the word would be in the Tibetan version, but even in the last stanza, it's translated as ones who are unobscured by the darkness of partisanship. And he talks about that earlier, about viewing the scriptures through the eyes of partisanship. Who would be the schools, or what would be the arguments, I guess, that one was being partisan to?
Ta dilo khanda chozim mimbe madib las la dilo ta kharso gorta chi chori me ba chene ani de chigore la dilo soba do de khare res ta chori la de khare chana chori chagi ore do la so dilo sar da
tene shuri zene ro rani ide chonzi che ro rani ide chonzi che rani ide chonzi che bi jen je jen la pena jen gi tel pena nang chu tong ri che yo ro wa sala de ga so jite la ko ro
so this you know bipartisan means that you know your thing or your view or your is the best, and then you know try to ignore or try to insult you know the other's view or you know whatever it is. You in mundane world we have like that, you know, my way is the best way, and you know so don't pay any attention to others' way, and that would be the
Tēsō ngōtō dzabalī nā sō pēnē shūgō kāngā tā wā rō pēnā ngāi pēnā chūlū tē yī kārī chēnā mā jēnā ngāi kōnchō tē jēsān rō gōrō mā tō chērō pētā lāngā tū bārī sēngi yī pēnā yī tāndrī kī tāwān sēngi jē rō lō tā tēlā pēchī pātsū kī rēshī jēnā kō nyōgō mā rī tā pēnā tōgō mā rō wā sā.
So like nowadays, you know, we have this kind of, you know, bipartisan thoughts that, you know, like in the belief, you know, my belief or the my religion is the best. If you don't practice my religion, then you're gonna be go to the, you know, downfall, or you are kind of atheist, or you don't have a religion, so. We all say like that. My religion is the best. If you don't believe in my religion, then you are kind of barbaric or whatever. So that kind of, you know, thing.
Pena tendu we tell pena churang ye tawa de chu yin bi je se de she jao se na pena de she de so ne thong ye ji jao thu na de de go ro ko de go re ko le te jao se na de she ke jao me ngi ne me nga de yin se u zu ji jang ye de ina be ni pa de le ne ne je ji be lo yi thu me ngi ji ina ko mi be ji te de er ma mi pa te ti na sa ye ma re sa.
So like mentioned here, you know, if I say that, you know, my religion Buddhist is the best, and you know, and you criticize and you just insult and another religion, then you know, then that kind of person don't possess the second line what is mentioned here. That person don't have the ability to discriminate what is right and what is wrong, you know, unless, you know, that person have a good reason, good explanation why my religion is the best. But, that's very difficult. So why he is just, you know, saying my religion is the best because of the bipartisan or because of the biased thought. His thought is not, like, neutral. So other than that, he don't have a good reason to for that view.
Nghe yang chulu chi chi de yang da ba chi chi de yang da ba ma yin se la gu me. Yin na ti ta da pa le ka ji ngo so le shu ri gi di ne chulu pa zu le te zang ji de wa me ni ta da pa de de ba ro wa sa la da so so yi pa ji ni yin se ne ta da pa le ja.
So Rinpoche is not telling that his way is the best and my way is the best, you know. You can say that. But, you know, because of this, bipartisan or the biased thought, you know, we just, you know, think my religion is the best and we don't study or don't even have a curious to the others, you know, religion. Because of that, you know, there are not much understanding between the different religions, and also, you know, we can say there is not a good harmonious between the different religions because of that.
Da jero ma chike de drin de nyo hise ana yi zamle la ta che ne ni chi jong chi la kan che ta che ye zamle ta che se ti se de le sa ro wa sa la da ka ga ge sen ri na ka ri cha ne na ta che che ti se chi ma nyo ne che ti se chi rang le me wa yin za ne ti cha na yang go so ite se chi jong de sa de ni che to ne ba ro wa sa la.
So like Lama Tsongkha Ben mentioned here, fortunate one listen with full attention. So like that, you know, in this century, you know, everybody want to check and try to find some fault, but you know, not try to study and learn.
Tendu yitaji che goye yin nawa robo de chu te daje tembo kono shu de ne 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 seje da ye seje da lepa ta la ngai ka lawa she ye kyushe mi se ne ju daje tembo she je to bo kono je nawa te sa la da se nyo goye yin che da ne daje che ne nyo shu sunga na yin ne de la yin de pa zang ju go ne re se ne lawa she ye de ko le de pa chi bi jin se ma re kyushe ma re se sunga ra sa la da.
So like this, you know, it, even though checking is good, but you know, it need to be grounded by the reason, by his thoughts, and like that. So like Buddha mentioned that, you know, the monks and the scholars, you know, don't take, you know, Buddha's instruction mere reverence to the Buddha, but, you know, monks and scholars, you yourself, you know, investigate and, you know, examine my words, like, you know, when you're going to buy a gold, you investigate or examine it's a real gold that you cut or burn and rob, and with these three different techniques, then you will know it is a good gold. So like that, you know, we the monks and the scholars, you know, need to check the Buddha's word like buying a gold, you know, with thorough examination.
Dangan zu tatu ye hwan ro de ni zubi sanje le chungho ma che na yan zambil ni de la ni pe na ngai me sen de yan zambil ni de la chi so cha me sen sen che le shi de tin thong ye me chi che gen ya sang ye de chi de ji lo hwan ni tatu le she son zubi sanje je ko mo ta bi che de ye ni de re chue de de chi ji lo sho wa sang ye de chi.
So we end with a dedication, you know, if we are able to dedicate all this merit to attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, then that is the best dedication, you know. Otherwise, we will dedicate that I will try to be a good, you know, person who can benefit, you know, from smallest insect to a big human being, and try to contribute some thing for the, you know, world peace. So that kind of dedication we will do now.
Dagi jini zabi gewa di dendam.